Radio Daily for Weekend Eve.
For those of you that means something to, you know, welcome to the 26th of August. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing things to you today, the man that always knows how to put bosses at ease. Always, it's podcasting, Dred Sickrit.
Well, mission accomplished.
Well, a George W. sort of way.
Hey, it still counts, right? Of course it does. And me, I'm the guy that realizes decisions should probably be thought over a time or two. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Something tells me I should have stood in bed.
And I don't think there's a time I could ever not say that. Seriously, what happened on this fine, fantastical day there, sir?
In 1346, a cannon is first used during a battle in France using a round ball carved from rock.
1843, the first U.S. typewriter design is patented by Charles Thurber of Norwich, Connecticut.
1858, news is dispatched via telegraph for the first time in history. The news is a story concerning China's agreement to the peace demands of Europe, and it is sent to the New York Sun, which will print the story the next day.
1884, the first U.S. patent for that linotype typesetting machine is issued to Othmar Morgenthaler of Baltimore, Maryland.
1902, Conrad Hubert receives a patent for the first flashlight with an on-off switch in a cylindrical case. Previously, they would just switch it on until the battery was dead.
1909, a nearly perfect preserved Cro-Magnon skeleton is discovered by Swiss paleontologist Otto Hauser. Estimated to be 34,000 years old, the remains provide an excellent example of man's development.
1913, Eugene Augustin Laust gives a public demonstration of his photocinematophone sound-on-film system in London, England.
1926, Warner Brothers premieres Don Juan, directed by Alan Crossland, starring John Barrymore. It uses the Vitaphone sound system for synchronous music and sound effects.
1930, Philo Farnsworth is finally granted a patent for his electronic television, which he applied for in 1927 after being repeatedly delayed by RCA legal action.
1936, John Logie Baird's 240-line mechanical and EMI's 405-line electronic systems are used on alternate days for 2 one-hour periods to transmit experimental high-definition television transmissions to the Radio Olympia exhibition in London through the 5th of September.
1938, a tape recorder is used to broadcast a radio program for the first time in the United States.
1978, Dr. Sigmund Jahn becomes the first German cosmonaut when the Soyuz 31 spacecraft is launched on a mission to the Salyut 6 space station.
1984, Judith Martin, who writes a syndicated column about personal etiquette under the pen name Miss Manners, responds to a question concerning the use of a computer for the first time. In the column, a reader writes in to ask whether it's appropriate to use a word processor to type out personal correspondence. Miss Manners replies that it's inappropriate, that envelopes addressed using dot matrix printers may be mistaken for sweepstakes entries, and that if friends find out that portions of personal correspondence have been copied and pasted, it would cause further difficulty.
No! 1991, the original pilot episode of Doctor Who, An Unearthly Child, was aired for the first time on the BBC. No. The show premiered in 63, but the pilot had so many technical issues it had to be entirely reshot, so here's the more Riff Tracks-friendly version.
2003, Buena Vista Interactive releases the first-person shooter Tron 2.0 for Windows in the U.S.
It was awesome! 2008, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg announces in Twitter that Facebook has achieved 100 million active users. Like, now that's about an hour?
2009, the Open Book Alliance, whose members include Amazon.com, Microsoft, and Yahoo, announces that it will oppose Google's attempt to monopolize the access, distribution, and pricing of the largest digital database of books in the world. Specifically, the alliance opposes the Google Book settlement, of course, paving the way for Amazon to do the same thing.
2010, Netflix releases an iPhone app through the iTunes App Store, and people went, who's going to watch movies on a phone?
2013, an accident occurs on a construction site, specifically in Metropolis.
Oh, bet some caped guy had something to do with it. Birthdays?
Dylan O'Brien is 30. Styles in The Maze Runner.
There's only one Styles, and he hung out with Teen Wolf. Evan Ross is 33 from Pride, Hunger Games 1 and 2, and the new 90210.
John Mulaney, 39, writer for SNL and the failed sitcom Mulaney, but I do recommend you check out the John Mulaney Sack Lunch Bunch on Netflix.
Chris Pine is 41 from Princess Diaries 2, Star Trek, Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, Into the Woods.
Macaulay Culkin is 41. It's Uncle Buck, Home Alone, The Good Son, Saved.
Meredith Eaton is 47 from Family Law, Boston Legal, Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones.
Melissa McCarthy is 51 from Gilmore Girls, Mike and Molly, Bridesmaids, and Ghostbusters.
Chris Burke is 56. That's Corky from Life Goes On.
Allison Steadman is 75. Shirley Valentine, The Life and Death of Peter Sellers, and Orphan Black.
No longer with us, born in the state in 1908, Gilly Flower, that's Miss Tibbs on Fawlty Towers, and Steptoe and Son, which was a British show you didn't realize became Sanford and Son.
Oh, that makes sense. 1909, Jim Davis, Jock Ewing on Dallas.
1920, Brant Parker co-created The Wizard of Id.
1921, Naomi Parker Fraley, American war worker and waitress, and considered the likely model for the iconic We Can Do It poster.
1928, Yvette Vickers, Sunset Boulevard, Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, Attack of the Giant Leeches!
Oh, they didn't bring her back on the sequel for Attack on Sunset Boulevard?
Nope.
1940, Don LaFontaine, the voice of movie trailers for so long.
1952, Michael Jeter from Zelig, The Fisher King, Jurassic Park 3, and kids, oh. Mr. Noodle on Sesame Street.
Ah, he was so good. On CBS, we've got a new Big Brother, a rerun of the Neighborhood, a rerun of Be Positive, and a rerun of Bull.
Just wanted to see how bad we would mess you up with that. ABC's got a rerun of Holy Moly, a rerun of When Nature Calls with Helen Mirren, and a rerun of The Hustler reruns.
NBC has new Brooklyn Nine-Nine and a Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Stop burning those, man. Shed Hack on a new Making It.
Fox has a rerun of MasterChef, a rerun of Call Me Cat, and a rerun of Call Me Cat.
CW, a new corner. Talon Luna enlist a friend from their past to help track down an ancient key that boasts incredible value to them. Tobin and Felista have an exceptional meeting. Garrett and Zed embark on a hunt when Janzo and Ren let loose a menace on a new The Outpost.
Freeform, after Luca on the second floor calls out Zoe's boss on social media, Zoe tries to regain control over cancel culture, but things backfire. Then Jazz and Dez grow closer as Jazz teaches herself to lean on Sky less on a new Grownish.
AMC has Gran Torino.
Bravo, making ends meet, huh? See? New Top Chef amateurs. Meet. They're cooking it.
Oh, FX has Baywatch. FX, a fun time.
X, The Simpsons, all about Lisa and Heartbreak Hotel.
FXM has Mission, Impossible, Fallout.
Hey, BBC America showing Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit. I hear a birthday guy's in there.
Boy, yeah. And that's actually a good solid entry into the Jack Ryan series. Like, Paramount has Fast and Furious 6.
Turner Classic Movies has the incredibly strange film The Seven Faces of Dr. Lau. Dr. Lee, if you're Joel Hodgson.
TNT is Law-Abiding Citizen.
TBS, Dwayne Wade, Show Me the Ladder on a new The Cube. But tonight we'll be watching the Lifetime Movie Network. When her daughter goes missing after the successful opening of a restaurant, Eve must take matters into her own hands to find out who abducted her daughter. Laurie Fortier and Tomorrow star in My Daughter's Deadly Date. Tomorrow. Their name is Tomorrow. Huh? See?
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad plans to take Abby and Gabby to the circus, but has to change their plans when a train full of gold goes missing. Gabby is so glad to be on this adventure, because like Gabby's only had public access credentials for a bit now. Hasn't been on an adventure since Cannon City. And if you know Susie, you know how sideways that went. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Okay, let's read a couple of letters here.
I posted to the GRD group on Facebook about karaoke. If anyone wants to join, you can respond there with a heart response, and I'll send you the link. Lonely fans, I love it. Wonderful show today. The Chad and Abby updates. And Mark, who didn't write it this week, has it right. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Good on you, Mark. Seriously, he didn't write this week, so it's totally fine. Greetings, GRD crew. It didn't take me all week to figure out that Chad and Abby are on. Cheers, that's from Jared in Anaheim. Well, absolutely, Jared, and I thought you had more to read, otherwise I would have just saved that for later. But if you've got something you'd like to say, whether it's about Chad and Abby or anything else in the world, hey, how about OnlyFans finally going back and saying, hey, we remember why you go to us now. Send us a note. It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or of course a voicemail, a text message. Just use the numbers.
510-GRD-CROW.
He called his email Chabby's Purse Load /Cash Freight. And I don't remember if that's like something to do with that episode title or not. I have no idea, but I'm just like, okay, that's weird. Oh, right. Got to say something here. Tomorrow, it's Thursday. Fuck, right. And speaking of Chad and Abby stuff, did you see Mark put together a list of every show we've ever done? That's kind of weird.
Impressive.
Impressively weird.
If you like audiobooks and science fiction, you should be listening to Glow in the Dark Radio for free science fiction audio adventure every week, written and read by author and radio host Mike Luoma. Me. As an up-and-coming independent writer, I share my work for free each week, chapter by chapter, to get you into my science fiction, I hope. Check out all my books at glowinthedarkradio.com and listen to Glow in the Dark Radio free each week on iTunes, TuneIn, or just head to glowinthedarkradio.com.
Hey, this is Joel Hodson. I'm the creator of Mystery Science Theater 3000, but you probably remember me as Comic Magician Spy Agent J, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
I also remember the TV wheel, Joel, and I think it's a damn shame the world didn't pick up on that. That was a freaking brilliant idea. Bring it back.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Clodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
That's all anybody remembers of that show anymore. What are people playing, sir?
Well, we've got Myst. Yes, it's a remake of the original game that launched as an exclusive for the Oculus Quest and is now available for the PC.
If it was pissed, Space Cruiser, one of many arcade space shoot-em-ups from Taito for the Switch and the PS4.
Also got No More Heroes 3. It's the third main entry in the Suda 5-1-led franchise starring Travis Touchdown, available for the Switch.
Kiwi, a co-op puzzle game about two kiwi birds attempting to operate a post office for the PC.
Anvil. It's a top-down sci-fi shooter from Action Square and has nothing to do with the band. It's available for the PC.
Lake, a fusion of traditional story-driven point-and-click adventure, a free-roaming driving sim, and a modern narrative adventure for the PC. Lake, the game that doesn't know what it wants to be.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Suicide Squad director James Gunn, the Suicide Squad director, has revealed a surprise inspiration for one of DC's movie's most iconic scenes, a 2012 cult classic video game.
I don't remember any of that in Donkey Kong County.
On her escape from the Corto Maltese Palace, Harley Quinn takes out a royal guard with some extreme prejudice. Amid the somersault, she uses the sharp end of a javelin in a bloody fashion. Her world suddenly explodes into illustrations of flowers and vivid colors. And Gunn says the idea for that moment came from Lollipop Chainsaw, fantastic hack and slash game from Suda 51. Look at those guys. That James Gunn ended up writing alongside Masahiro Yuki. And that game, I always loved the way that hearts and beautiful little things came out of people mixed with blood. So a lot of it goes back to that, the aesthetic of mixing the horrible gar with Harley's starry-eyed way of looking at life and creating Harley Vision, basically.
Where's my goddamn chainsaw for Harley, James Gunn?
Lollipop Chainsaw, still available, but you need a PS3 or an Xbox 360 and a bit of disposable income. The game has gained cult status, and given the creative's tie to the project, it's now worth more than it was on release. Who knows? Maybe Harley would get that chainsaw and fight zombies in the sequel. Another The Suicide Squad.
Get ready for a heartwarming and slightly horrifying tale of making dreams come true, virtual animal torture, and almost definitely at least one health code violation.
Make-A-Wish didn't team up with Michael Vick, did they?
No, but Make-A-Wish Foundation loves to help children with terminal and critical illnesses to fulfill their dreams. Whether it's to become a firefighter, meet their sporting hero, or spend a day at Minecraft developer Mojang.
Could they get Margot Robbie into the Lollipop Chainsaw outfit?
Maybe. However, for one youngster, he was able to visit Mojang's Seattle offices, where Xbox and Microsoft are based, on a COVID-safe tour of their new studio space. While there, they asked him if there was anything that he'd always wanted to build in Minecraft. When we asked our young friend what his dream build was, he truly couldn't decide. There were so many wonderful things to build and yet so little time during our visit. So here's where we landed. Let's make a crater and fill it with cows. So that's what we did.
That feels like a request for vengeance.
After packing the crater full of poor, innocent virtual herd animals, the kid added one final detail. A burger restaurant called McDragon's. Video games are incredibly important and can do amazing things. This kid was able to live out a dream. And if you ever happen to see a McDragon's out in the real world, whatever you do, Don't ask where they get their meat from.
A creator who works under the handle Dead Ed makes an impressive array of highly detailed, period-specific figurines of rockers from acts such as Slipknot, Mudvayne, Behemoth, Nirvana, and more. And when we say highly detailed, we do mean exactingly detailed.
Did he make Zeppelin's shark?
He shares his work on social media as Dead Ed Hobbies, although they're more than just dolls, maybe specialized action figures, but the terminology isn't important. What they are, for sure, are, is painstaking tributes to heavy music icons, including those no longer with us, such as Slipknot's Joey Jordison and Paul Gray, Nirvana's Kurt Cobain and others.
Does Cobain come with the shark?
I first got into this hobby back in 2017 when I purchased my first 3D printer, he explains. I have always loved action figures and music, so when I had the opportunity to make my figures, I put my two favorite things together and went for it. I had to learn a few skills to get what I wanted, but it was worth it.
Yeah, I did the same with peanut butter and chocolate once.
I used to buy blank bodies and add my custom heads, Ed says, but now I'm printing everything from head to toe and the process is taking quite a bit longer. My techniques change and vary in what I'm working on, but I'm always finding a way to make the next 10 figures 10 times better. I frequently get asked if I sell my work, but unfortunately I do not. The small amount of time I have would not allow me to, but all the support I have received since I started the posting of my art is unbelievable.
EMF is metal?
These are awesome, and we suggest you swing by the shows to see the level of quality Dead Ed puts out. And of course, we'll definitely keep you updated if he ever transitions to podcast action figures.
Google-owned YouTube is starting to crack down on Discord music bots. The search giant has sent a cease and desist to the owners of the popular Groovy bot, which lets Discord users play music from YouTube videos and is installed on more than 16 million Discord servers. Google wants the service gone within 7 days, and Groovy is complying by shutting down its bot on August 30th.
Google, stop it! You're being evil!
Google confirmed to The Verge that it took action in this case. We notified Groovy about violations of our terms of service, including modifying the service and using it for commercial purposes, a YouTube spokesperson writes, adding that its APIs are for developers who comply with its terms of service.
Translation, if a bunch of people listened but the video was only getting one view and bypassing the ads, we're getting less money!
Groovybot allows for a social listening party on Discord, largely using the audio from YouTube videos. It has become hugely popular over the last 5 years, with some estimates suggesting it has more than 250 million users. It has now caught the attention of Google and YouTube.
Alright, who tipped them off? This is why we can't have nice things!
Groovybot shutting down comes just weeks after several YouTube video downloading sites have also disappeared randomly. The removal of this bot also leaves a giant hole in Discord's bot offerings. We take the rights of others seriously and require developers who create bots for Discord to do the same, says a Discord spokesperson in a statement to The Verge. If a bot running on Discord violates someone else's rights, that third party or Discord may take action. Now, Discord, if you guys would only work on the groups that use your service to target those whose rights, not just copyrights, are being violated, that would be groovy.
In an abrupt tweet, video, and image sharing... In an abrupt tweet, video and imaging sharing site OnlyFans announced a reversal of the shocker announcement that it would ban sexually explicit content. In a statement, a spokesperson said, the proposed October 1st, 2021 changes are no longer required due to banking partners' assurances that OnlyFans can support all genres of creators.
Let me guess, the CEO found out that the move would eliminate 90% of its content?
This comes just a day after the CEO said in an interview with the Financial Times that the reason the ban was actually issues with its banking partners,
not MasterCard, as some had assumed.
Always follow the money, which for many people, OnlyFans was the only way they could make money when everything was shut down.
Now, OnlyFans creators, many of whom have already begun deleting content that violated the policy or started shifting their subscriber base to new platforms, are faced with a choice. They can either stick with a partner that grew to bring in billions by hosting content made by sex workers, or ditch the partner that looked like it sold them out when things got tough. And though we don't have an OnlyFans, we do have a Patreon! And try as we might to convince Rich, he still won't do topless pics. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial...
sexualizing me!
...Innovative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
Only my voice is available for that.
Okay, Patreon, if you want to pay for dirty Mr. Adventure messages, by all means, we've got time to make it happen.
Do you need to make another tier? I mean,
sure. Drop us a note and tell us what it is you want to have from it. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. A voicemail, a text message, or work. Just use the numbers.
510-GRD.
Hey, girl. Looks like your bank's on fire.
Oh, girl. Uh-huh. That's right. I said, oh, girl.
You are all weirdos.
No, it must not end like this.
Attention. The arcade is now closed.
Good night, suckers.
And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven. Because it hasn't.
Really sorry I ditched you yesterday.
Look, this year has been great. Before you, it was all about Hillary Faye dragging my ass around all the time. And when you left yesterday, I stuck on my own. It was okay.
So,
I realized that I might just be relying on you, the same way I was relying on Hillary Faye. I don't want to be the guy who's with the girl because he needs her. I want to be the guy who's with the girl because he wants her. And I want you.
I want you too. Sorry. And I thought it was all about the sex.
Oh, well, that too.